So we just finished reading Parshas Kisiso. We're going to be reading Parshas Shkolim in 2 weeks. So my mind drifted to the idea of counting Jews and the ramifications more in more of a current setting would be the Israeli census. I'm sorry? Gave a share on this?
Yeah, I had a series in the summer.
Okay, I wasn't. I do my big time back in the summer, so I didn't hear it. So we'll see. Hopefully, what I'm saying matches what he said. And if you had any, if you remember anything that's different, please feel free to to add it in. So the jump off would be in source one would be from our parsha. It's Kitisa, it's Rosh Bnei Yisrael, when you uplift the heads of Klal Yisrael, Lifku Dehem, Venasnu Ish Kofer Nafsho, each person has to pay a ransom, Lashem Bifkotasam, when he gets counted, Lo Yebehem Negef Bifkotasam, so there won't be a plague against Klal Yisrael. Zay knew what should each person give. Kolover l'pkudim, when they get counted, machatzisa shekel. Each person gives a chatzis shekel. B'shekel hakodesh hashem gera shekel, machatzisa shekel truma l'Hashem. Who does this? Kolover l'pkudim ibein hashem shenav amali tein truma l'Hashem. So it's from 20 and up. Were the ones that got counted. And they are the ones that gave the chatzi shekel. Source 2, there happens to be two Gemaras, Source 2 and Source 3, a Gemara in Brachos and a Gemara in Yuma, that talk about this this issue of counting Jews. So Source 2, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samech Bet, Amid Bet, uses our psukim, psukim in Shmos and Kisisa, and says, "Im Hashem hisiticha bi yarach mincha." This is David talking. Is a quote of David talking to Shaul. He's trying to make up with Shaul, and so he says that if I did something to you, okay, let's make up. If Im Hashem hisitich ticha, if Hashem incited you against me, so I realize that you're just a shliach from Hashem. So then, okay, then yirach mincha. Then I'll give a mincha to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'll daven and give a karban to Hashem if he's the cause. So I'm a Rav Elazar. They didn't like Rav Elazar points out that David's lashon of Hashem inciting was a very strong language that was not appropriate for David to use. So, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu David, Masis Karisli, you're calling me an insider? It's not how you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harei ani machshilcha b'dava shafilu tinoko shel beis radim yodin oso. I'm going to have cause you to stumble on a halacha that even children in elementary school know. And he quotes our pasuk, ki tisas rosh b'nei Yisrael eskudehem, when you count b'nei Yisrael, it should be done with machzis shekel, v'nasu ish kofen nafsho, and you stumbled when you wanted to count Klal Yisrael, and so I'm going to show you that there's going to be something like 7 sources for this halacha of counting Jews. It's not as bad as it seems because I think we can group them, much more generally. But this would be source one, the source in Shmos of the parasha of machzis shekel. Interesting, when you go to Yuma, Daf Chaf Bet, they're going to quote other psukim. So they're talking about Kohanim and the Avoda. So in the beginning, the Kohanim used to just run up, and whoever got there first got to do the Avoda. It got a little dangerous. People were pushing, and right? And so therefore they decided afterwards it was going to be a count. The Kohanim who wanted to put out a certain amount of fingers, and they counted, they picked out a certain high number, and then they went around with the fingers, and who it landed on was the one that won that lottery, that pious, and was able to do the Avoda. But here we're talking about Nim Hayushneim Shavim. I think they're still talking about the time of the race, and if they were equal, so again, they did that lottery. Hamamuna Omer Lahem Hitzbiyo, they said, okay, let's count, and so therefore they Hotzio Etzbosechem Leminyan, and they put out a certain amount of fingers, and then they had to pick out a certain number, and they started counting the fingers. So the Gemara asked, Vlim Nayu Lididayu, let them count, why do they have to put out fingers? Let the Mamuna, count the people himself. 1, 2, 3, 4, go back for the number. Why does he have to count the person's fingers going back and forth? So this is a proof. You can't count Jews, even if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, which this was, for the Avoda. And what does he quote? So he quotes a pasuk, all these psukim here in Bavli are going to be in Yuma are going to be psukim from Tanakh, and he quotes a pasuk from Shmuel where Shaul counted some soldiers for his army. I think it was when he was doing battle against Amnon, and it says v'yifkadim. Bebezek. So he counted them with pottery shards, is what they explain. But then Maskele Rashi says, how do you know that means that each one gave a certain a pottery shard, and that's how he counted it? Maybe it's the name of a place. We might die bezek lishno demibezeku v'demashama demasahu k'dichsiv and shoftim, and it says that bezek was the name of a place. So how do you know it's pottery shards? Okay, so I'll give you another proof from Shaul. When he was also counting them again for war, Shaul gave them sheep, and then each one gave the sheep, and he was able to count the sheep and come up with a number. So from these two psukim, that's the proof that you know that you can't count Bnei Israel directly, but you have to use something more indirect, a davar acher.
So.
From two, no, because one is Shmuel Al Pasuk. What? Oh, the first one flew out. Okay. Grandma rejected it. Okay. But at least that's a possibility. So the beginning of Betzla'im, and that's the pasuk actually that the Rambam will see in source 9 quotes. Okay. Then Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Hamona et Yisrael over Balav. Whoever counts Bnei Yisrael is over on a lav. And he quotes a pasuk from Hosea. It says, "V'haya mispar b'nei Yisrael." The number of b'nei Yisrael will be k'chol hayam, will be like the sand on the sea. Asher lo yamad. So you would normally say that so that it's so much that it can't be counted. But he's learning. Rav Elazar learns not don't learn it that it says cannot be counted, but it you should not count. You shouldn't count them. Rav Nachman Bar Yisrael Amar Ovei B'Shnei Labim Shinam Alo Yamad Velo Yamei. How am I pronouncing it?
Yamad
Velo Yisafer.
Oh, really?
That was Yamad. Velo Yisafer. And so you shouldn't estimate them and you shouldn't count them. So. So I guess let me just go through some other sources, and then we're gonna ask the question: why did they have to come up with these? What was wrong with our parsha? What was wrong with Matzis HaShekel? Why do you have to start going to as a source? Why do you have to go to psukim and occurrences that happened in Tanakh? Oh. Rashi doesn't. Uses in the first in source 4, it's in Divrei Yomim, so says that when David sinned, so he said Lefisha Allah Machshavim Los Kol Yisrael, he wanted to count all of Klal Yisrael, Lavor Al Pasuk, so he violated, and he quotes these two psukim in source 5 and 6, but Samti et Zaracha Kafar, it's very similar to the pasuk in Hosea, meaning sort of things that we would have 5 and 6 have taken as haftachot, they're taking as isurim, not that there's so many that you can't count them, but that actually that you shouldn't count. But Samti et Zaracha Kafar, Arata Asher Im Yuchal Ishlim Note the Tafar, can a person count the dust, haaretz, gam zarcha yimaneh. So too, that's how much the number will be of your descendants. And in 6, vayotzei so hachutza vayoma habeit na hashamayma. And he took him out, Avram outside, Usfora Kochavim, and he made him count the stars, and he said, Im tuchal isporotam, can you count them? Vayomer lo, ko yia zarecha. So too, that's how many will your descendants be, your zera be. The last pasuk, Rashi quotes in Shmuel Aleph, was even another pasuk, Vayif kedem betlaim. And he says, Amar l'chol echad v'echad shikach tle mitzono shel melech. He let each one take a tzon from the king. V'achad kach monat atlim. And then he counted the sheep. And then, l'fisha also limno says Yisrael, because it's also to count directly Klal Yisrael. And he quotes a pasuk in Bereishis, V'ata amarta heitevi tivimach, v'samti et zarcha k'chol hayam asher lo yisafer meirov. Again, this is Yaakov davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's meeting Esav, and then you told me everything will be good with me, and my descendants will be like the sand of the sea that you can't count. So, as we see in source 9, the Rambam took the Vayif Gedem Betla'im. The Rambam in Hilchos Tmidim Musaf in Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet V'lama Mona Haminyan Sheskimu Alav Aletz Baot. Why do they count the number that they did, the predetermined number, by fingers? Shotziu V'lo Hayamona Alanashim Atzmam, and they didn't count the people directly. Lifi Shasa Limnos Yisrael Ela Ayde Davar Acher. You have to use a Davar Acher. You can't count them directly. And he quotes that pasuk from Shmuel, Vayif Kedem Betalim, that he counted with sheep. So if you want to disgroup them, why is Rashi picking, psukim? First of all of Rashi's psukim, I guess why the Rambam didn't pick the Rambam didn't pick Rashi's, you can say, because he thinks, because he thinks that those are more haftachot and not belashon iser. The Rambam. No, he does not. They do not. They don't. They don't count it in mid. So they talk about.
There's no law.
Right. So that's it. But it uses the word. It says it uses the word usher, but it's not. But it's not counted in the mid. Very good. So people say either because from the Magefa or from right. So. Right, or they say that, or they want to say Zila Lab Michala. Say they go, maybe you have to count with Shkolim. So if you don't count with Shkolim, so that's it's sort of a lab that comes from the assay of counting with Shkolim. And the last one was say maybe it's Divrei Kabbalah. So maybe it's not a from the Torah, but some people want to say with the Rambam it would be Divrei Kabbalah. So what about it?
That they also know.
Well, that was the that was source 2 quoted Shiloh Negev. So the and I guess so that's why right, and but the other way is that the Vifkedem Betla'im is just merely like you said, it's not a lashon lav, a low. That's why the other ones are share low. If you play with the words, are share low yima velo yisafer. At least you get it, and you read. So at least you get a low in there. But some of them are what Yaakov was saying. So but I guess you have some in Bereishis. That's why Rashi maybe did it where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking. The one from Hosea, the last one in Bavli, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. So, K'chol HaYam Asher Lo Yamad, V'lo Yisafer, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying it. So maybe those were, each one had a, wanted to learn, there are pluses and minuses from each source. But the question that I wanted to deal with in source 10 is, again, why did you need the two Gemaras? Why wasn't our pasuk in Kisisa Machzus Hashekel good enough? The Gemara in Brachos was good enough. Why did Yuma have to quote other psukim from Tanakh? So one of the answers I saw in the Minchas Osher and Rav Asher Weiss in Bamidbar, his first piece there. So he wanted to say that the nature of the halacha maybe has is twofold. So there's an iser to count. Right, but then he might say that there's also something bad in knowing the number of Klal Yisrael. That is also
it shouldn't make a difference how you count.
Right, so both are bad. And they can be independent of possibly each other. Meaning, even if you found a way to get around the counting, but if you came up to a sum total of Jews and you're saying there are this many, 13 million, blah blah blah, Jews here. That's not a good thing. That's not, that's not a... So, and therefore, each Gemara maybe was talking about each aspect of that Isser. The Bemet Nira Dishnei Dinim Yesh B'Isser HaMinyan. What?
Where does he get that from?
Yeah.
Well, again, he's trying to understand why I think
Shaul wanted to know how many people were in the how many soldiers were going to go out to fight.
But to fight, right?
Census.
Correct, but it wasn't a census of all of Klal Yisrael. Okay. So that was more, you say, for a limited amount of people of soldiers. So he wants to say, yeah. So you can, but as opposed to saying, if you want to know, after Kisisa and Machzis HaShekel was wanted to know the total number of Klal Yisrael.
Right.
So that, so to say to... You're going to be so numerous, you're not going to be able to be counted. And now you want to put a number on it? I'm thinking like that.
We know to the person in the Torah.
Yeah.
Shiva Rubin, you know, 62,446.
Okay, so we're going to answer.
To the person.
Okay, so you'll see in the Ramban, and I want
to
jump up a little ahead. You're
going
to say, you knew to the person for people over 20 years
right.
old. Okay, over
same,
20 years
same
old.
Thing from
so the Ramban, so, right, and also Kitisifo so was over 20.
Right.
So okay, so let me. Right, it's not everybody. So let okay. So we're gonna get to that. So we'll see. There might be a difference of why that was mutter, but to count everybody, which and that might be in the problem of what David did. David, we'll see one of the answers. We're gonna get to the Ramban is gonna offer three reasons. How did David? What was David's sin? But here, just to, again, take it or leave it. It's not. But just the Minchas Rosh wanted to say, why do we need both? Again, people gave other reasons. Reasons like maybe we didn't know in Kitiso. All you knew was, let me just think for a second. All of Klal Yisrael, but from the ones in Tanakh, from even a partial count. From Kitisa, from the other one from Yuma again, by Kim Betlaim, you know that even if there's a Tzurch Mitzvah, meaning Lachemes Mitzvah, you still can't count. So there are things that are added that people say that from that second source in Yuma as opposed to Brachos. But Rav Asher Weiss wanted to say possibly that there's a dual aspect to this Isser. One would be Aleph Etzem Maisa HaMinyan, to count. Shenesra, so it's usher to count. And then he wanted to say, Beis, and take it or leave it, but it might be Yediyat HaMispar She'esh Bo Sakana Magefa Vayin Ra. And just knowing the total amount of Jews in the world, that's, well, what is the Magefa? Why? How do you explain the Magefa? I mean, we said... it was explained, again, today, where Rashi says Ayin Har, so what does it mean? So it was explained, people explain the difference is that... when you get counted, so you're counted as an individual, and you're separating yourself from the cloud. And so, if you want to be counted, and you're saying you're one, you're two, so you're an individual, and that means that might get a din v'cheshbon and shemayim as an individual. Being as a din, getting a din as an individual, who can stand up to that, type of introspection, and therefore it's better, and that's what brought, that's what brings the magefa. Maybe the antidote to that is machzis hashekel. I'm only half. I'm not whole. It goes to the adanim, the base of the migdash, the sport, everything. So there are things that are, you can explain. So shnei dinim eila shtei sugyos heim d'hadamir b'brachos. So brachos was talking about knowing the magefa one, and that was talking about just knowing, not necessarily how you counted, but more just having the count of all of the Jews. Gabe ma'ase de David v'samchu akor d'chziv ba'arais avol yabem nekev. Also, David maybe want to know all of the Jews, so that would bring an ayin hara. That would bring a negev. So maybe that's why they went in Bavli. In Brachos, with that source from Archatzis Machzis Hashekel, Bismin Kedei Lidam Mispa Bnei Yisrael Askinan. However, by the sugya in Yuma, they're talking about counting Kohan. That was a lottery. You're taking a number that you don't care how many. The number you pick, 152. There might not be 152 Kohanim standing in front of you, but then you count the, so the number that you're even counting to has no relationship to the two to a census, has no relationship to the number of people there, and still we said it's usher to count the people. You have to count the fingers, because we're saying counting people is usher irrespective if you don't care about what the end result, the number is. So maybe Kitisa says it's a problem knowing the end result, and then and Yuma is saying it's even a problem with the process. Okay, just an idea, as to add on to that. Okay, so let's. So how do people count? So some of the next resources were the Magen Avraham just says you count like they counted in Yuma, count their fingers. Also, Limnos Yisrael, Afilo Eino. This is source 11. Even Eino Mechavein Limnos Rak LaHatil Goral. Even if you just want to do a lottery, you still can't count people like this idea of the Kohanim. Adfilo Dvar Mitzvah. So what do you do? Ela Motziim Atzposeim Imonim Atzposeim. But we're in shul trying to count the minion. Everyone's not putting out their finger, and you're not counting fingers. So, what does the Beis Medrash of Rashi say? Source 12, the Sefer Ora. So it's similar to our Hoshea Samecha Varaches Nachalasecha. But tell me if I think it's slightly different, because it sounds to me more like a roll call, meaning not the person is doing it, but each person would be calling out a certain word in a pasuk. He doesn't use the pasuk Hoshea Samecha, but he use the pasuk Rashi quotes Vani Barov Chastecha Avo Visecha Veshtechava El Heichal Katrecha Biyirasecha. It's also a pasuk that has 10 words. The minhag maybe came from these. Rav Asher Weiss pointed out that maybe because each one is talking about an antidote, you know, to a magefa, Hoshia Esamecha, save them, you know, and Barov Chastecha Avo Visecha, you know, so it might be, or that's the first pasuk you say maybe coming into shul. But what does it say?
It's 12.
Right. That's why. So machnisin lebeit kinishta. If you're coming to shul, levoy lemeida ihave asura. You want to know if you have 10. So kaimelan do asel lenas afilu dvar mitzvah. So we establish you can't count even dvar mitzvah. So what should you do? So it doesn't sound like one. It doesn't sound like one person said vaani barov chasacha avo and pointed to each person. It sounds more like pasach chad vaani. One person said vaani. And then in Barov, someone else then said Barov, and a third person said Chastecha, Avo, and then Misham Lehai Psika Al Hai Sidra, when you know that when they finish the Pasuk, Yad Ika Sora, so you know that you have 10. So it's a little different even than how we do it.
Which is better? People count off.
One person counting. Each person is just saying a word, and I know when the puzzle is finished, I know that we have at least 10, as opposed to one person using words to get to 10. Right. I think the minhag is either one.
Would be a problem then also. Otherwise,
one, two, three.
Number.
You definitely can't go 1, 2, 3. You can't do it. No, can you count? But then I'm saying even counting off. That's why he's using the pasuk. Correct.
Because you don't want to know the number. You just want to get 10.
That you want. So you just want to know that you get to the end of the pasuk. So each person says a word. So what about the kavod? Could you say aleph bet gimel dalet? Can you do that? Can you do that? So the Kaf HaChaim said...
transliterated Spanish.
I know. I saw that. You're laughing. Yeah, I'm not right. That's a good one here. If you look in source 13, so the Kaf HaChaim says, can you say Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet? So he says, V'rabim Toim, Umonim, and they count Aleph Bet Gimel. The Mashal Huda Ha'isu Hu Lamar... Instead of one, two, he says uno, dos. He says it is a, he starts counting Spanish jury.
Sesame Street.
He says start counting, Sesame Street, uno, dos. So that's, about Aleph Bet, they think would be okay. They think the Isser is uno, dos, but Aleph Bet might be okay. No, Aleph Bet is also bad. So he says,
a number like,
he's not a number. These are subtle distinctions.
One, uno, Hoshia. It's the same thing.
You're not counting. You're counting the pussy. You just want to know you have a minion. You don't want to know the
number. We understand that, but the way we do it is just
really. So the Kaf HaChaim says do it in your mind. Okay, so that count fingers. I mean, that was a Gemara, Or again, Rashi, said that you can say roll call a pasuk. Okay, let's get to 14 because 14 is the Ramban, and from there we're going to jump off to, like I said, more current situation of what the more current poskim said about the Israeli census. So the Ramban, again, and other mafreshim are bothered with the question, if it was so simple, this halacha from Kitisa, that you shouldn't count directly, you should do, then how did David, what was David's mistake? What was David's mistake? So he starts off, the Ramban, he gave three answers. I broke it up into three paragraphs. So the first paragraph, he's assuming, and the first two, he's going to make this assumption. And he's going to say, Ki racha ku etzli. I have a very hard time saying, Shelo yizera David b'mesh amar kasev lo yebehem negev b'thgodasam. I can't imagine that David counted directly. Every school kid knows that you can't count directly. So I have a very hard time that David count. I will cause a michshol with you with something that even school kids know. But okay, but he changes. He says, what is what I think happened? Aval kfi dati haya haketzef alav ba'avur. Why she manam shelo letzarech? Right, he counted them for no reason. Ki lo haya yotzei lemechama v'lo osav hem dava beitahi. He wasn't going out to war. He had no need to count them. Rak l'samach libo shemalach al am rav. So here he's saying he thinks that they did count bit with a chatzi shekel, but counting chatzi shekel, but the same thing, shalom letzorech, is a problem, and that's why he got punished. And he quotes a medrash that supports this. Rav Elozer b'shem Rav Yossi ben Zamra Amar Kozman shenimnu Yisrael l'tzorech uses that lashon lo chasru shelo l'tzorech chasru ezim hem nimnu l'tzorech. What was accounting that was for a reason? Bimei Moshe uvedegalim uvechaluk haaretz shelo l'tzorech mei David. So that was his first, and he has a medrash to back him up, that the David counted with a machzis shekel, but it was shelo l'tzorech. A second answer that the Ramban gives of what was David's chait was, and this is what we talked about before, what about all those psukim that say, don't we have an exact count in the Chumash? So the Ramban says no. Bitachin od shenifrash v'nemar ki David tzivah l'mnos kol ish Yisrael. David wanted to count everybody. David wanted to count every person from bar mitzvah and up. Okay? It doesn't mention that he was only counting people 20 years and older. So it's saying is he counted with a machzis shekel, but he didn't count only 20 and up with the machzis shekel. He counted 13 and up. Machzis shekel would helps if it's 20 and up, okay? Because it's indirect. But if you're going to count all of Klal Yisrael, it's never okay, the Ramban's saying. It's never okay to count all of Klal Yisrael. Shehu bishkolam shehem kofer lahem. That's what he thought. He said, look, I'm counting them with a machzis shekel. Because of course he's saying, it's so rachuk for me, he had to use a machzis shekel. He could not have. That's a pasuk in Kisisa. But what did he do? He counted Kol Yisrael instead of only 20 and up. She'ein Hashem chafatz. Shehu Kol Yisrael beged minyan. Hashem doesn't want everyone to be in a census. Shehu yerbim kachof le'ashroim kashem. Because he said they should be so numerous like the stars, and here now you're counting everyone and giving them a number. So that is the second possibility. Kipping sends out what?
Even the Ramban says only 13 and up.
So 13 and up. Well, that's who everyone. Right.
Good kudusha
Israel. Okay. Kol ish. Okay. Then the Ramban backtracks and gives the third explanation, and that is, no, you're right, he did count directly, he didn't use a machzis shekel, and he made a mistake. But then it's hadach kusha, you know. Again, on we're left with the same question: how could he have counted directly? Didn't he know the halacha? So the Ramban and Shmos in our parsha, right at the beginning, comes to the rescue. Shemon and Mamish. That was the. So he says, "Vipnei shelo nitfareish kan imhu mitzvos doros." Our parsha in Kisisa just says it's talking about there in the midbar. It's talking about after Cheta Egel, and Hashem tells them, count them and use the machzis shekel. But it doesn't. You don't know. It's ambiguous. Does that mean every time I count, I have to use something indirect? I have to use a machzis shekel, or is only this one time? In the midbar, Hashem is saying, use the machzis shekel. But David, for some reason, thought, look, that pasuk is only referring for the midbar. It doesn't refer outside. So he counted them directly without shkalim, because he thought that it only counted there. Let me give you the next couple of sources in English. They're from the footnotes of from Rav Bleich in, like I mentioned, the RJJ Journal. The other sources I used were, there is Chelek Dalid over here of Chumim has a article which was around the 1983 census here in Israel. So we'll get to that shortly. And what else did I see? And the Minchas Asher, I guess. So those were the three main sources that I used. So the Marsha in source 15, again, explaining this third opinion of the Ramban, of why David might have thought there might be a difference between only in the Midbar they had to use Shkolim, but now maybe there's no Isser, Le'olam. And he explains that this happened right after the Cheta Egel, and so therefore, after the Cheta Egel, so you're bringing a Kofer Nafsho because of the Cheta Egel. So you have to bring up, but now this, I'm counting now where there's no chait in, you know, it's not, so therefore, I don't, you know, that was a special time. They needed a machzis shekel, but nowhere else do you need a machzis shekel, because that was, again, accounting where you needed a ransom for the chait that came right after the chait egel. The Maharal, in his Gur Aryeh, in our parsha, gives two other explanations. One is maybe the difference is that in Klal Yisrael in the Midbar we're all in one place, so therefore the Ayin Hara is more sholeit, and therefore there is a you have to use Machzis HaShekel, and it's more of a problem. However, Ladoros, if they're all spread out all amongst Eretz Yisrael, then that is not a problem, and you can count them even not using a Machzis HaShekel. So he counted them directly, and he erred, and he was punished. The other explanation of the Gur Arye was the following. He thought, right, that you have to use a Machzis. He said, okay, I have to count them, I have to use a Machzis HaShekel. But he thought the Machzis HaShekel that they give every year for the Karbanos Tzibur, that is a good enough Machzis HaShekel for the Kapara. And he didn't realize, no, that's for the Korban HaTzibur, but for a count, you need additional Machzis HaShekel for a Kapara. So that was his, that's why he counted directly, because he didn't realize that. The Ben Yehoyada in Source 16...
How practically did David count?
Yoav went around and on every house and got numbers and got numbers and was writing down, you know,
it's tense, it's nomadic, it's there was no practical way to count everyone back then.
Again, Yoav, you know, the general somehow he was in, and he was against it. Yoav was against it, didn't think it was was a good idea. The Ben Yehoyada says again, maybe wants to say Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe David thought in Chutz La'aretz, okay, in the Midbar you have to count with a ransom of Machzis HaShekel. In Eretz Yisrael, we're living in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a Magefa, there's nothing, you know, we have that protection, so maybe that wouldn't be a problem. And the Levush points out in Source 18, he didn't know, you know, unfortunately the all the details, I guess, of you know, we don't really know until after the episode of David, and then we see that he was punished, and we can have a realize some of the things that we have to be more careful about even nowadays. So Source 19 is when we're switching gears and now jumping to more contemporary times. So again, the Ramban mentioned three ideas. One was it has to be Litzorech. Two is that there might be a problem of counting all of Klal Yisrael, and number three was at least you have to do it with a davar ache, you can't count directly. So Rav Unterman, who is the Rav Rashi, he wrote this in 1972 census, and he was basing himself on the Sri Deish from the 1960s, who wrote about the 1961 census 10 years or 11 years earlier, and Rav Kasher, the author of the Torah Shlema, also was writing in the 1961 census. So all those people, the Sri Deish and Rav Kasher, and then Rav Unterman said it's permitted to take part in the Israeli census, again, because he says he thinks it's Litzorech, because again, you have to know, you have to plan out, you know, government planning. It could be planning out even not just Kalkalit, but it can be planning out even hospitals and, you know, how many terems do we need, how many, you know, there's things that you need to know the number so you can make appropriate plans. And he says that he thinks it's a davar acher because he says it's conducted indirectly by means of written documents and it's undertaken for a legitimate purpose, as we said before. So since you have Litzorech and you have davar acher, and I'm assuming, again, it's not a problem of kol, you know, kol blei Yisrael, because you have people living in New York and in Chutz La'aretz, so they weren't bothered about that. So Rav Unterman said you have most, you know, you can rely on this and partake of the census. Okay. Rav Unterman says if you don't like this, he gave an idea, he just gave a suggestion. He says you can tell the people the following. Just tell them the changes that occurred in your family from the previous census. So and then they can figure out the rest. Tell them this person died. This person, this person was born, and then they can figure out a number. But you're not telling them a number directly. So those were the, you know, how we said that we can partake of the census. So what would be the people? How would they attack the people who say that we shouldn't partake in an Israeli census and it might be problematic? So let's start with all three reasons of the Ramban. Let's go to the first one, Litzorech. So there's some people might attack and say that the Israeli census is not enough of a Tzorech to be able to count. And this was the Rabbi Schwartz, Mispar B'nai Yisrael, and he says that he wanted to say the following. He says, if the approximate size of the population is already known, right? A census designed to yield more precise figures, right, does not serve a legitimate purpose. And he wanted to say this is was the main reason why the Tzitz Eliezer in the 1961 census was against it, because he thought it was a problem of tzorech. He said, we already know basically how many Jews there are. You want to get an exact count? That's not enough of a tzorech to maybe to do that. Rabbi Goren, so it's not only from the right, it's not only from the Haredi community, because we're going to see Rav Goren also offered three reasons. I'm going to give you his second, number two, of also why he was against it. So he said the tzorech reason also. A little strange, very hard, but he thought the Ramban, when it said tzorech, it had to be a tzorech for danger to life. So you can answer pikuach nefesh, you can answer, well, hospitals and terems are pikuach nefesh, you know, or how many gas masks we should have for this Azor, or how many bunkers we should, you know, mamads we should build. But he was, you know, he was saying maybe a more direct pikuach nefesh. Okay, he thought, I don't see it in the words of the Ramban, but he thought maybe that's what the tzorech, nature of tzorech meant by the Ramban. The second way you can attack would be, what about Klal Yisrael, counting all of Klal Yisrael? Remember the Ramban said, even if you use an indirect method, you're not allowed to count all of Klal Yisrael. So in Source 21, Rav Mecklenburg in the Ksav HaKabbalah says something, he agrees with the Ramban, it's not exactly like the Ramban, but he wants to say that you can use shards, pottery, or lambs, or something, davar acher, when you're only counting a part of Klal Yisrael. But when you're counting all of Klal Yisrael, then you need a machzis ha-shekel. Here you're trying to count all of Klal Yisrael, and you don't have a machzis ha-shekel. You're doing it maybe with a davar acher, maybe you're doing it with paper, but it's not all of Klal Yisrael, it's not machzis ha-shekel, and therefore it should be forbidden. Just to point out, at least the way I understand, the Ramban is saying, if you count all of Israel, even with a machzis ha-shekel, it wouldn't be good. But at least, okay, Ramban said that, you know, at least have a machzis ha-shekel, that if you try to count everyone, and therefore an Israeli census wants to count everyone in Eretz Yisrael, that would be a bad thing, maybe for Ramban's second point of counting all of Klal Yisrael. And Rav Goren, because we've seen this idea from Rav Goren before, Rav Goren says that a census of the population of Israel could be constituted a counting of all of Klal Yisrael. Remember, Rav Goren said the same thing maybe for when he was talking about Yehoshua that would have saying Hallel on Yom HaTzmaut. So you needed a Yehoshua to happen to all of Klal Yisrael. Oh, it didn't happen to all of Klal Yisrael, it only happened to the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. But he was Magdir Klal Yisrael as the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, basing himself, if we remember, we've talked about this at the end of Horios, on the end of Horios, right? You know, you need Rove Biraz, right? But Horios taught, does anybody remember that Dar Par Helam Davishal Tzibor, where the Sanhedrin gave a Hora'ah and Rove of the Jews followed it, so not every Jew has to bring a Chatas, but the Sanhedrin brings one Chatas for all for all of Klal Yisrael. So they bring out the cases where, let's say you have, okay, we have, let's say, around 13, you know, million Jews, let's say, in the world. So let's say you had 10 Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, and 13 million Jews living in Chutz La'aretz. Well, if six of the Jews if only four of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael were over the Avera, only four, but almost all 13 million Chutz La'aretz were over the Avera, so I mean, like all of Klal Yisrael except four people, but if there's only 10 in Eretz Yisrael, you don't bring a Par Helam Dovashal Tzibor, and every person has to bring an individual korban. Because what is Magdir the Klal? The Jews in Eretz Yisrael are what are Magdir the Klal. Conversely, if you had six people, then you would bring or pick the number. You had Rove in Klal Yisrael, even though it was a mid of the total number, you would again bring a Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibor if it was Rove with the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So again, from that concept, Rav Goren says, if you want to take a census of all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, true, you're not counting the Jews in New York and everywhere place else, but that might already run into problems of the Ramban's second point of that you can never count all of Klal Yisrael And that's a problem. So maybe he was, again, another reason why he was hesitant about the Israeli census. Rav Gorin then wanted to say the third point, and now we'll get into source 23, would be the third point of the Ramban would be, what about Davar Acher? So maybe it was what Yossi was referring to, and these are subtle distinctions. So he wanted to say that maybe if you're counting forms, that would be okay because you're counting forms. But if you're counting names are too much like the person itself. What's the distinction? I count the person, I count his name. That's too similar. Maybe Rav Gorin saying that's not enough of a Davar Acher to be considered, to permit the census. And that was source 23. However, we'll see that that's against the Ralbag and the Netziv in his Emek Dover, where he quotes the Ari, because the Ralbag specifically says and directly says that as opposed to Rashi, who says the count in both the count in the right after Chet HaEgel in our parsha was done by Machzis HaShekel, and the count at the beginning of Bamidbar, Rashi wants to say, was also done by Machzis HaShekel. The Ralbag says that the count in Bar Midbar was not done by Machzis HaShekel, however, it was done by slips of paper. And therefore, you see very clearly that reading names off slips of paper is not a problem of counting, and therefore, Rav Goren's, you would still think this is considered enough of a Davar Acher. What?
It's got to be some other. It can't be
such
a paper. Paper pencil.
Okay, so let me read.
Writing your name down.
Okay, so let me read. On a piece of pottery. Sure. But he wrote it down. Let me show you that there's in the Bamidbar. If you look at all the countings of all the numbers of all the Shvatim, so it says Livnei Don and says a certain amount. Livnei Asher, it said a certain amount. The very last Shevet, it didn't say Livnei Naphtali. It just says Bnei Naphtali. It dropped the Lamed. So the Netziv over there in the beginning of Bamidbar, Pasuk Mem Bet, points out, he says he heard from his father-in-law, B'Shem the Ari HaKodesh, to explain this, why Naphtali, it's only B'nai Naphtali and not Livnei Naphtali like everything else. Shemitchila, this count in Bamidbar, Hayu Menichin Kol HaPitkaot Dechol Yisrael B'Teva Gdol Achad. Everyone's name was entered into one big bowl. Each Nasi came with their own bowl. And they took out each the petek that had from that shevet. So he found one from his shevet, he put it into his bowl. And then every Nasi counted what was in his bowl that he picked out. Mishum hachiksev b'kulo livnei. That's why it says livnei don, because the nasi of don took out all the dons from the big bowl into his bowl. Peirzesh patka shayech lezeh hashevet, that this petek belongs to the shevet. Aval b'nei Naphtali ha'achron. Naphtali was the last one. Lo haya nasi shelo beraklal. He didn't pick anything out, the nasi of Naphtali. Ela kol shifto nishar b'teva gedola. His shevet was whatever was left. Mishum hachiksev, it doesn't have to say livnei Naphtali because he didn't take out, for Naphtali. It was just whatever was there, and therefore it just says bnei Naphtali. It's whatever was left over there. That was their counting. So you see from there that hayamonim shemal taktuvim, that you can count written names. So that would say that it is a davar acher. But if you wanted to, disagree, that would, as a concern, maybe you would say that would raise a concern on the census. The Ksav Sofer, the son of the Chasim Sofer, quotes his father also, who said that there is no distinction. Here we have to be careful what we're going to say, but there's no distinction between counting bepeh and counting bichsav. So, the Hamonim Yisrael over below Saseh, the Lo Yamar Velo Yisafer, Shema Mina Afilu Kosev, Shema Mina, I'm sorry, Shema Mina Afilu Kosev, Velo Motzi Mipiv, Shema Mina Afilu Kosev, Velo Motzi Mipiv is over. Because Im Lohaki, Lama Le Bezek Utlam Yisrael HaMelech, why did he have to count with those things? Let him just do a written census. So you see that you can't go in, and if I want to count for a minion, so I can't say 1, 2, 3, but I also can't write 1, 2, 3, or write your name with the one next to it, or make possibly maybe those lines in every five or so. I can't write, you know, the Chasam Sofer. Writing is a down a number. If I count and write down a number, is the same as counting. So if you take, so it seems like if you look at the sources 28 and 29, and the last census that I had some data on was 1983. So the chief, the Rav Rashi in that time was Rav Avram Shapira and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. So they were choshesh for this problem of the Chasam Sofer, that maybe B'Ksav is not enough of a Davar Acher, and you would still be over the issur of counting. So therefore, if you look at source 28, they came with an agreement. This is the instruction to the census takers from the government after meeting with the chief rabbinate and coming to a conclusion that there were lines on the forms where they said sach hakol, where the person coming to the door would have to write not just the names of the people, and it would actually have a name and a number. So we'll say, but he would write, there are 7 people in this house. There are 10 people in this house. So that, they decided, you can't write that, the census takes it. And all he can do is write down names of people. And even on every line, there used to be, they say, a line 1 had a 1 next to it, and line 2 had a 2 next to it. So they were even dropping that. Look at 29. Various modifications were introduced in the 1983 census as a result of an agreement between the government and the chief rabbinate. The agreement provided that only names of family members would be recorded, that's 1. 2, that accompanying numbers on the blank lines provided for this person's purpose would be eliminated. It didn't say line 1, 1, and then have a 2 next to line 2. It just had lines where you just can write people's names. 3, that the numbers of the person, again, it didn't say there's a whole column that said sach hakol, they would, you know, and the census taker would put a number in. He wouldn't do that either. And the last thing is, and we're going to talk about, he says that they also put it into, they didn't count it themselves, all the counting was done by a computer. So those were the 4 things to try to, you know, maybe get around this problem of maybe the Chasam Sofer saying that B'Chsav is also a problem, not only B'Peh, and it's not enough of a Dover Acher. The Chasam Sofer actually goes further. I'll just say, because it goes, and he wants to say that even the only way you can count, he wanted to say the only way you can count, if it's a goral, then you can use shards or sheep. And, you know, that's why a goral for the Kohanim. He wants to say that Shaul picking soldiers for the army was not counting them, it was a goral to give them jobs. So that would be okay. But if you want to count to get a number, the only way you can do that is with Machzis HaShekel. We don't have the Machzis nowadays, and therefore he was against the census. As I mentioned, Rav Avraham Shapira and Mordechai Eliyahu said, let's get out of these just the number, and maybe, you know, maybe that will get more people to agree to the census. What was this last point? I just wanted to point out this last point of the computer. We're finishing up. So I don't understand it, because we say somehow that we can use a machine, you know, to make tzitzis, maybe the lishma, to bake matzis, and by pressing the machine, it's enough to say that that's like the person is doing it. But now somehow you entered this information, and now you're saying the person, and you hit enter, and now the person's not doing it. So he's making a very. I'll read it. I mean, I understand. I can say what he says. If anybody else, maybe afterwards when we're done, we're outside, we can, maybe if you feel the chilek a little stronger. But he wants to say that Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says use a computer, and a computer is going to help somehow bypass this problem, because it's not going to be like the person counting, even though we say by matzah and by tzitzis you can use a machine. What's the difference between using a machine by matzah and tzitzis and using a machine for counting? He wants to say it's the nature of the iser. He wants to say in line 1, ki ikar achshash b'sfira, counting is a problem of the process. Hainu tahalich ha-sfira al yedei ha-adam atzmo. The process, the halicha of Adam, that's the problem, and a machine can get around that problem. However, if you go to the second to last line, Masha enkein v'matzah v'tzitzis, ika hashila hi hazika bein ha'adam v'hamaseh. It's more important of the connection between the person and the act. Not the process, but the connection. And there, as long as the person presses the button to start, that's enough of a connection to say that he's doing that act. So, you're saying...
not in and of itself, is it?
Yeah.
Doing it, I'm pressing it
right
through the through the machine, I'm getting the matzah fit.
Okay.
Matzah bag.
Right.
Okay? But when it's the tahalich of the sfira, what's right. the problem? The problem is the problem is going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Right.
Here, there's no human being
doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You just get just digits of 0, 1 coming up with an algorithm, whatever coming up with a number.
Spit out by
right. And who said? Okay, so it's a chiddush to say tahalich as process as opposed to zika. Process as opposed to zika. But he comes up with that idea. The last one I just want to say is that coming back to what the Minchas Osher said, that there might be a problem not only counting but knowing the end result. So the Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Nachal Eitan, the last source, says even if we can get around, right, and we can say it's even if it's Litzorach or whatever, even if it's Al Yidei Dover Acher, and somehow technically it's not a count, but if you come up with a number, we said that was not a good thing, because he wants to say it's not only if you're over the count. You might have thought, what's the connection between counting and magefa? Is it if you're over the count that you get a magefa? But if technically you do it bedavar acher, you're not over the count, you don't get a magefa? Or is it each one can stand up alone? Like, even if you do it not bedavar acher in a proper way, there still can be a problem of the magefa. And that was an idea from Rav Kanievsky, and so he said even for that reason we should be wary of getting a number of all of Klal Yisrael. So I looked up on Google, and they said there was a census in Israel in 2008. I was here in 2008. I don't remember.
So they should add one more.
Now they're doing statistics. So they give it out to 20%. I heard so maybe like 20% of the population.
Oh,
what? Okay, and then they do statistically. Well, if then we can maybe then
the CBS
statistics. Oh, so now they're doing it through a sample size going back to the population as opposed to counting the population directly. Very interesting.
I think they're going to win.